So, hi, this is Renee with Rock Off Photography Music Magazine, and today I got the vocalist Malika Sundaramathi from the vocalist and front person of the band Abnormality. Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
So, how's your day been today?
It's been pretty good. Can't complain.
Yeah. Y'all have some exciting stuff coming out. You have a new album coming out on May 10th, The Sociopathic Constructs. Can you tell me a bit about that?
It's our newest album, and we're really excited about it. It's definitely a step up for us, and we've released a couple of tracks from it already, and there'll be another new track this week. We feel like it's our strongest album to date.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And you know, to be honest with you, I kind of kicked myself in the ass for not having listened to y'all for a bit longer, because y'all been around for 14 going on 15 years, right?
Since 2005, so yeah, 14 years,
Yeah, that's quite a bit of time, and I'm disappointed in myself for not having picked up your previous stuff.
Oh, well, hopefully now you might go check our back blog.
Oh, yeah, for sure, and that's what I've been doing recently. And you can see the progression from, you know, the first album and till, like you mentioned, your two newest singles that you have out. But I mean, it's all brutal, but you can notice the progression from when you first started to now.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely,
we've been evolving over the years.
Yeah. And that's pretty amazing. And one thing that I've noticed is that you're able to capture some of the old school death metal sound, but have like a kind of, I mean, it sounds kind of corny, but like a new spin on it to where it's pretty, I really enjoy the sound.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
we hope to combine, you know, the best elements of old school and new school.
Yeah, and y'all definitely have it seems like y'all have perfected that sound that you have. You know, as many death metal bands are out there, yours has a little bit a different edge to it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So for yourself, what would you say in the past 14 years that you've learned, you know, since when you first started to now, that has been the most eye-opening or something that kind of has stuck with you as time has progressed?
I can't really say one thing, but I just always work on improving myself, improving my vocals, and, you know, increasing my range or abilities, and always looking for, you know, inspiration or, you know, in music or outside of music. And as a band, we're always looking to improve ourselves. That's what keeps it interesting for us. And we put the songs first ahead of everything else. We write for the song, and we make the kind of music that we would want to hear ourselves. We're very passionate about music and making music. So I think that comes across in what we do.
Yeah. And do y'all, you know, when writing, do y'all find it difficult to do stuff to keep stuff fresh? Or does it, you know, after doing this for over a decade, it's kind of feels a little bit natural once you go back into the writing process?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely natural at this point. But it's, you know, it takes effort to stay passionate about this, you know, whatever your art is. You have to keep looking for new ways to be inspired, and, you know, always learning, always growing. That's part of what keeps the passion alive. If you did the same album over and over again, it would definitely get boring and you'd lose the passion. So we never want to repeat ourselves. We just put, you know, our current inspirations into each new album, and just try to top ourselves every time, you know, try to do the best thing we've ever done.
Right. And from my understanding, and, you know, your previous albums, everyone has kind of contributed to the writing process. Did y'all do the same efforts this time around with everybody contributing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's how we work. And it takes longer that way, but in the end, we're happy with the results. you can feel that there's different sources of inspiration, different styles put into it, and that's because all of us are, you know, different personalities. We have different things we like to listen to, our own personal writing styles. I think it makes a stronger product in the end. But it definitely, if one person would be writing the album, it might go faster. Since we tend to have a lot of debates about, you know, should we keep this riff or not, or what should we do at this next part? But in the end, it comes out a stronger song and stronger album.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to do because there is, I mean, I would say the majority of bands is just maybe a key few people that write, and just like you say, it may take longer, but having that extra influence just kind of adds more depth to what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So you were talking. You mentioned about your vocal range. Is there anything that you did on this album that fans are going to be surprised about, or something that you may be doing a little bit differently this time?
I think it's you can recognize my vocals on all the albums, but I think. It's more intense this time around. Some songs are very vocal heavy with very, really, complex patterns and fast rhythms. So I think that was challenging this time around. I think the fans will be excited.
Yeah.
Excited to hear that. It's definitely, there's a few songs that were pretty challenging and I'm happy with the way they came out.
Yeah. Now, does that make it a little bit more, you know, when you make it more challenging when you're creating the song, does that make it a little bit more difficult when you transition to try to play that live?
No, I mean, we always have in mind that we're going to do these songs live. So it's like, putting it, you know, practicing it first, then going into the studio is kind of like composing it. And then after that, I'm just repetition, you know, practicing along with it and until it's, you know, burned into my memory. And then it's easier. The more I do it, it's more challenging in the beginning until the rhythms are set in the song, until the vocal patterns are set. There's a few songs where there's not many breaks and not a lot of places to breathe.
Oh, yeah.
So live it's a challenge, you know, to get it down. But I'm confident, that they'll be good live.
Yeah, very cool. So, you know, going back to the title, the Sociopathic Constructs, did y'all, you know, is there a special meaning behind that, or where did that come from?
It's, you know, tying together some of the songs on the album, some of the themes. But it's just kind of our take on the majority of rulers in the world, that, you know, governments or shadow governments. A lot of the people that are drawn to power or hold power tend to be sociopaths who don't have a lot of empathy for the common people, and constructs meaning like the way that they're controlling the masses, through media, disinformation or whatnot. That's kind of the main idea, but in our songs, it's more specific things.
Right. Now, and that's something that I find, you know, and maybe you may have the same thought process, to where it seems like metal, death metal, or just, you know, some genres of rock are able to, you know, bring these things to light, as opposed to just regular music that's on the radio station. They could care less and they just talk about a whole bunch of other things and not really, you know, doing anything to, you know, make people aware of these things and kind of make the world a better place.
Right. Yeah, and metal's a good place to talk about, you know, the things that can be disturbing in the world or things that are upsetting. It's a way to vent frustrations or anger in a healthy, positive way. We're not afraid to speak our minds. Some bands prefer not to. They prefer just to focus on entertainment, but we're definitely more of a political or conspiracy theory kind of band.
Yeah. And there's a lot to be wary of in this world.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to have plenty of lyrical content forever.
Yeah, it's what inspires us when it comes to writing lyrics and concepts of the band. So to each his own, this is, you know, what we're about.
Yeah. So that, you know, the song title, or I'm sorry, the album title kind of ties in, would you say, lyrically to the whole album concept?
And, yeah, that idea. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And y'all stay pretty busy. Did y'all do this writing process, you know, on the road or in the studio, or y'all came in with the studio some parts of the song, or was it just mostly all done in the studio?
Well, we write all the songs before going to the studio. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And we just did it in the downtime between touring. That's why it was, you know, 3 years after the last album, because we have our touring and then we have a few months at home or whatnot. So, yeah, mostly it was this last, most of the songs were written in the last year, 2018. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have a lot of touring then. So that's what we focused mainly on writing.
Yeah. So for yourself, everybody has kind of had their own bits and pieces, but for yourself, what would you say you're most excited about your new album?
Man, what I'm most excited about, like which song or what we're doing as a band?
Yeah, both. You know, if we could elaborate on both, that'd be awesome.
I'm really excited, you know, to get the whole album out there for people to hear because we're really proud of it. And otherwise, yeah, we have a tour coming up in Europe that I'm looking forward to with our friends Gorgasm. And part of that tour will be Obscene Extreme Festival, which is a big festival in Czech Republic and just an amazing festival. I've been there a couple of times, not to play it, but just to go to it. And I'm looking forward to that this summer.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Is there one song in particular off this new album that you're most excited to play live?
Huh. I guess, Curb Stomp, because, you know, that was our first single off this album. It's a very brutal song. So yeah. I think that will be a good mosh pit song.
Yeah, for sure. That video is pretty crazy, too.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So I guess that one, and I really like Monarch Alpha. That's that track hasn't been released yet, but that one is a really intense song too, and one of those ones that is really vocal heavy, really, really intense, fast, like a million words a minute.
Oh shit, that's gonna be pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And hopefully you have time to breathe in between.
Yeah.
During the riff breakdowns or something.
Yeah.
For sure. So you mentioned that you're going to be touring in Europe. Is there, and playing that festival, is there any other tour plans that are maybe in the States that you can talk about right now?
We still have other tour plans like in the works, but nothing confirmed that we can talk about yet.
Yeah. Very cool. So for yourself, what would you say? I mean, touring season is going to start coming up again. What would you say for yourself that what you enjoy most about touring?
Well, I really like traveling and exploring new places, meeting people from different countries, different cities, and exploring the world through the music. I really enjoy that, and I just really love to be on the stage and performing. It's like a high, you know, just adrenaline rush, and connecting with the audience. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah. And that's going to be pretty surreal, too. I mean, talking about your lyrical content earlier, I'm sure you've had numerous fans come up to you and say thank you for the music that you're putting out. Thank you for the lyrics that you're doing. I mean, that's going to be a surreal feeling.
Yeah, I love it. I love our fans, and they've been really great and supportive all these years. I remember especially the most, you know, the fans that have been following us since the early days, and it's great to see them when we come around every time. And I love when I see fans singing along to the songs. Like, that's the greatest feeling. Like,
right.
Really surreal. Yeah, it's just, it feels great, you know, to hear that we, you know, inspire people, or, you know, that we've affected them in some way, and that they're happy when we come to their town. Yeah, it feels good, and it, you know, we love it too, so it's great.
Yeah. So have you had anybody come up to you, like, with, you know, Abnormality tattooed on them?
I've seen a tattoo, but they sent it to us online. I haven't seen it in person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. When that happens.
Right?
Not a lot of them, but yeah, when it's the only the most dedicated fans that do that.
Yeah. That's going to be completely crazy. I mean, it's got to be an honor, but it's like, oh my God, you just tattooed the name of our band on you.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, but these days it's one of like 100 tattoos that someone has, but it's still like great, you know.
Right, of course.
Cool, man. Yeah.
Representing.
Showing your love. Yes, representing.
Very cool. So, you know, we're almost at the end of our interview here, and something like, you know, maybe fans would want to know, or something I'd like to ask is, what would you want for your band to be remembered for?
That's a good question. Well, I think what's most important to us is to be known for our music. You know, if we can kind of delve into an area of music, you know, that hasn't been done before, create an album that's just like, wow, that album, you know, standing the test of time. Like, you know, there's a few albums like that for us, by our favorite bands. That's, you know, just a gold album, classic album that will just be a part of, you know, our lives forever, that we'll just put on repeat, you know.
Right.
If we can make that album, that will just be remembered through death metal history, that's, you know, that's the goal. More than anything, we want, you know, it's about the music, not about some kind of celebrity fame or something.
Right. Well, y'all have been consistent and progressively, you know, each album is, you know, tops the previous one. And I think, you know, just from these two singles that y'all released, I think y'all are probably on track for that.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, you know, it would make a lot of top 10 lists, you know, for this year.
We'd be thrilled.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I guess we need to start a petition, right?
Yeah, so spread the word.
That's
why we're doing these interviews.
Yeah. All right, so we're at the end of our interview here, Malika. Any last parting words of what fans can expect this year, other than things we've already touched on?
Not just, you know, we're looking forward to getting the new music out there and, you know, playing some more tours, and hope to come to, you know, a town near you soon, and supporting death metal, supporting the underground. Without the fans, we wouldn't be here. So we appreciate all the support. Thank you.
Excellent. And even if it's not even remotely close, if they need to drive, they need to just put gas in the tank and go see you. Right?
Yeah. Yes. We're driving 6 to 12 hours a day. If you can drive an hour to see us, we really appreciate it.
Exactly. Fans have to, I hope fans will realize that, how, when you're touring, you're traveling cross country to play. Mm-hmm. So that, yep. Yes, they can definitely make, you know, even a 3 to 5 hour drive, they can do that.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah, and some of our fans do that, and when they do it, we really love it and we appreciate it. So thank you to everyone out there that does that, the long hauls to see their favorite band.
Yeah, hell yeah, got to support.
Yeah.
All right, Malika, thank you for your time, and I wish you the best. And we'll be promoting this as much as possible for you.
Thank you, Renee. Great talking with you.
Thank you. Have a great day.